The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Doug Steffens, good day. Get up, get ready, get out. Let's see. Got a good day ahead of us. Having a little fun here. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden along with you. Doug is wandering around Philadelphia this morning. He's up there for a conference, and we'll be around with us a little bit later. Hey, Jennifer, big doings going on in Wisconsin yesterday. It looks like the two undercards won their fights, huh?
The two undercards.
Yeah.
These two undercards have a lot of momentum, Rich. This is what's really interesting about this story. This is Bernie Sanders' sixth straight win over the through election season. I mean, that's a huge run of momentum.
Yeah,
and now he went from in the polls nationally, and you could hear him in his speech last night talk about this. He was in the teens, and Hillary Clinton had like 70% of the vote. Now on a national polling basis, he is either ahead of Hillary Clinton by one point or behind her by a point. So there's a lot of momentum for Bernie Sanders, but he has something to contend with.
Yeah,
and it's called the DNC. And the DNC, even if Bernie Sanders can get it close enough to make it go into a convention, the DNC has what's called the superdelegate. There are 782 superdelegate votes, which comprise probably like 15% of the total delegates that the Democrats have. And those superdelegates will come in for Hillary Clinton, and they will determine who goes forth as the Democratic nominee. It's already in the books.
It makes a
down
fun story. It's,
it's,
you know, it's fun to watch them go back and forth, but really, it was done before it
even
started.
The lead is that Bernie has done, he's outperformed what people thought he would do. Many people thought that he was going to be one of those wacky candidates who was just in it for a short time to stir things up. But what I think he shows, what Donald Trump shows, is that people are tired of being lied to by politicians. You know, I was chatting with someone the other day, Rich, about Donald Trump. And, you know, they were talking about, well, he just doesn't talk about details. He doesn't give details. He doesn't tell about his policy. And truly, I don't think people care. Maybe some people in the know, maybe more high information voters care about this. But people in the main who just follow politics, you know, at this time of year to see when, in election years, essentially, they don't care because the people that do talk policy have lied to them election after election after election, and they want something different.
If you look at the way that most voters get their information before they walk in to the poll in November and vote for the president, it's they watch these stupid commercials that really don't do anything about, don't say anything about who they are. It says about their opponent. And that's how our informed electorate walks in and says, okay, I guess I like this guy better, because all the commercials I've watched over the last 2 weeks say that guy's bad, so I'm going to vote for this guy. And
right.
It's just, we have an uninformed electorate for the most part. People that listen to talk radio, they are pretty informed. They may be one way or the other, but they are pretty informed. People who watch the news, you know, the news junkies, the political junkies, they're informed. But in the main, it's these stupid commercials that people pay attention to.
That's
the last
true.
2 weeks.
So here's how it boils down with the delegate count right now on the Republican side. Ted Cruz did win in Wisconsin. It's 42 delegates at stake in that area.
It's not winner take all.
It is sort of winner take all. The bulk of the delegates do go to Ted Cruz, but then there are a certain amount that go per voting district. And so it looks like right now that Cruz will take most of them. He so far has 33 of the 42. Donald Trump has locked down three, and then there are six delegates, which are too close to call. Most people are thinking that Trump will walk out with maybe 6 to 9 Wisconsin delegates, and that Ted Cruz will get the bulk. So today, the delegate count is Donald Trump 755, Ted Cruz 496, and John Kasich 144. It is almost mathematically impossible for Ted Cruz to win the natural way to win, to go into the convention with 1,237 delegates.
But
it is still possible for Trump. Trump, it's getting harder. He would have to, as of today, win 60% of all the remaining delegates in the primaries to walk in. Right.
Trump would. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's what we're going to be looking at, likely. Trump needs, 1,237 or 1,239, whatever
1,237.
It is. Okay. He's going to get to 1,180 or 1,200, and Cruz will be not too far behind him type thing. And he'll be able to say, really, what's the difference? We're both around the same. Neither one of us got it. I'm the guy who can win nationally, go up against Hillary, and he's going to try to make the case for it.
I do believe that if Trump is within 50... they need to give it to him. If not, if he doesn't make it within 50, then, you know, maybe there's room.
That arbitrary number.
Why? Because it's not 100 is a lot of delegates. 100 is meaningful. John Kasich's got 144, but you had a lot of people who have delegates. I mean, Ben Carson's got delegates. Rubio, John Kasich. These are people that all have
delegates away.
They can give them away, and maybe that's the play that these guys need to give them, you know, if they are that close, to try to get to that number. But I think if you're within a couple of votes, I mean, maybe it's even less than 50, maybe if it's within 10 or 20 delegates, I think the right thing to do is to give it to the candidate who is in within 10 or 20 delegates.
They won't, because they can't
stand Trump. I know that they won't. They're not going to give him any room to wiggle. If he's one short,
if he's 12,
they're going to try
to
do it. So then the question is, what happens next? Well, at a brokered convention, we don't know, because the Republicans, the RNC, will make up the rules ahead of the convention. So there, people that are on TV right now wasting their time about possible scenarios are just doing exactly that, wasting their time. Because the Rules Committee, which is led by John Sununu, will get together prior to the convention and the day before the convention and create the rules. And
well,
you can
but there's
bet
precedence. It's happened twice before.
Right. You can bet that the rules will be set up to favor whatever the motivation is by the party. And I think, you know, Ted Cruz feels like maybe if he gets it to a brokered convention, he might be able to convince people, and he might. He's got a very good ground game. He's got a lot of help with his whole campaign. But the GNC, or the DNC, I think, are using Ted Cruz as a pawn. They're going to do anything they can not to have a President Trump and not to have a President Cruz. And the person that they're looking at right now, I've heard Jeb Bush floating around. I've heard Mitt Romney and then Paul Ryan, who keeps saying, I'm not running for president. I'm not running for president. But there are a ton of articles out today saying that Paul Ryan would like nothing more than to be president. That the I don't want to be Speaker of the House is sort of his game. That's how he runs. Because to be in a position of power and to leverage that power.
Why would he get into it then? If he doesn't want to run for president, if he thinks he's really trying to maneuver for it, why didn't he get into the game earlier?
Well, I think the thing is that the ultimate place of power, Rich, is to be begged to run for something. And look at when John Boehner was stepping down as Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan said, no, I don't want this. I have kids. I don't want to do this. He was begged by the RNC to take that job, and he took it. And to be begged to be the presidential candidate, that's a huge position of power. I mean, that would be incredible leverage for Ryan.
If, in fact, it does, Trump doesn't hit the number, and Cruz thinks he's going to sail into this. I don't think he's got a shot.
Watch for the shady roadblock.
Yeah, it's
going
to be the plumber in the plumber in the dining room that's going to do it to Cruz. That's for sure. All right, coming up, your tax dollars hard at work for you. It never seems to be a shortage of stories on this. It's 15 past on Good Day with Rich and Jen.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, get a checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Transform your home with the latest hardwood flooring styles from Lumber Liquidators. We've got the leading trends in distressed flooring on sale. Get a rustic, reclaimed look with Bull Barn Oak Laminate. This week, it's 20% off. Or add coastal charm to any room with pre-finished Delaware Driftwood Oak. It's a dollar off a square foot. Get popular wood look tile trends from just $199. And all in-stock Morningstar Bamboo is 15 to 20% off. Plus, more unbeatable flooring deals from 59 cents. And special financing is available. Don't miss the best deals on the hottest flooring styles. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
18 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Rich and Jen with you. Hey, you know what? The government is getting all technological on us, and they're trying to come out with new apps to help you. Help you.
To help us, help yeah. you. Well, the How's TSA, this is so funny because, you know, if Doug were here, he loves the TSA, and I'm being facetious. The TSA has made a deal with IBM for a new app. They want to get an app that will have people either go to the right or to the left. Sounds very complicated, doesn't it? Well, IBM said, sure, we'll create this app that'll randomly tell people to go to the right or the left, and we'll do it for you for, you know, a mere $47,000. Well, apparently there are already apps like this, or the TSA could have gone to a private developer and asked them to create a simplistic app like this for $20.
Get out. Yo, last time
so, shame on IBM and shame on TSA, by the way.
No, that's shame on IBM. I mean, you know, they're just out there going, oh, let's take a whack at these guys and see what it is. Like
but
when
they're
I was
pricing
in the
for their client instead of for the value of their service.
Hey, we used to have a saying in the car business, a car is worth as much as somebody will pay for it.
Yes, so.
So that app is worth as much as somebody will pay for it.
But that's
and
where we get into trouble.
And if you're stupid enough to pay $47,000, you deserve to be fired.
That's when you get in trouble. That's when people get mad at companies that work with the government that have government contracts.
I don't get mad at any company that overcharges. I get mad at the morons who don't do their research and go, wait a minute, I can do this for $20. When I was at the airport last time, I saw it. And the guy was like fumbling with this iPad and showing everybody the iPad as they walked by. And, you know, and then it had a simple arrow. Left, right.
Right. It randomly tells you which line to go to.
Oh, like, great.
Apparently, this was originally part of a bigger deal from IBM that was valued at $1.4 million. So the tech community had gone bananas because they thought that this app had cost the government $1.4 million just for the app alone. Well, it turns out it's a bigger deal between the two of them. And thankfully, the app's part of it was only $47,000. But hey, Bargain Shop, get that Groupon for $20.
They could have gone to Fisher Price and had them build an app for you.
I know your 4-year old could do it.
Probably. Just to the left, sir. To the right, ma'am. Remember, no scissors or explosive devices. 21 past one. Good day.
We use mobile devices. is right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
And Jennifer went along with you, along with the top five songs from this week in 1987. Starting it out here with Crowded House. Don't Dream It's Over.
I can sort of see you driving like a Corvette, maybe, with a mullet listening to this song after a date.
You know? Funny you should mention that.
Am I off? Am I envisioning a mulleted Rich McFadden?
1987, there's a little bit of a mullet going on.
Business in the front, party in the back, yeah. Baby, all day long.
And I had plenty of Corvettes back in the 80s, so that is very possible. And if this song came on the radio back then...
date, you know, to kind of cool it a little bit. I could see you cranking.
More likely during a date. Because after a date, I would have turned it. Yeah. After a date, I would have been rocking it a little bit. During a date, I would have, like, you know, kind of cool, chill it out. So.
Hoping that your arm happens to slip around your shoulders.
And then here's the song that would have followed it up in my Corvette. Hey, baby.
All right, now I'm seeing mulleted Rich McFadden driving down a road in a Corvette playing air drums to Phil Collins.
No, that was in the air tonight. I wouldn't play air drums for this.
All right.
And this is Genesis, by the way. Number four song this week in 1987. Yeah, 87 is my wheelhouse. But I'm not sure that this top five really represents me very well. Number three, Aretha Franklin.
Now I do not see mulleted Rich McFadden driving down the street in a car.
No.
I don't think you'd have Aretha Franklin going.
I'm a huge Aretha Franklin fan, but not of the 80s stuff. The more of the 60s soul I would have been into. I knew you were waiting for me.
Although, props to Pink Cadillac. That was the one that brought me to pop music, that song.
Appreciate the song, like the song now, can admit I like the song now. In 1987, I would have had to push the button.
Really?
Yeah. Here's one that would not have been on my date playlist.
Lean on me. We are not strong, and I'll be your friend.
Don't mind the song.
I like it.
I like it. It's fun. But if I were riding down the road and had my girlfriend with me, I probably wouldn't let it stay on the radio. I can see you dancing around in your pajamas at night.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was probably, what, 9, 8, 9 at this point?
Yeah.
Definitely maybe jumping around in my pajamas to this song.
All right, and the number one song this week in 1987?
Love it. And I'll tell you why I do. This has got to be, this is from the movie Mannequin.
Yes.
And Mannequin was my very favorite movie when I was a little girl. I watched it over and over and over and over and over and over again.
That is so funny. So let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. What is your most memorable date song? Like when you were on a date with some guy and it was either your song or it just takes you back to a place in time on a date. What is it?
I've never had a song with anybody that I've dated, but probably one that comes to mind is my very first real boyfriend, like as an adult, like after high school and I was, 18 and traveling around on my own and stuff. I was trying to convince my heavy metal and rap loving boyfriend that he should like country music. And so he picked me up one day and he cranked up and he had a mini pickup truck and he cranked Shameless by Garth Brooks and he sang it to me at the top of his lungs.
Yep, there it is. Garth makes it into the Jennifer Horn dating Hall of Fame. It's 28 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day with Rich and Jay.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey, jerky, excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sign.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day, and with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, get a checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Philadelphia may join us again a little bit later. Until then, there's been a lot of chatter, Jennifer, about self-driving cars the past, I don't know, what, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. And
this is like on-air production notes, and I should have told you this off the air, Rich, but there is a song by Nelly called Dilemma, and I feel like this would be a great theme.
Why?
Because the self-driving cars brings up a lot of ethical dilemma questions,
and that's
right?
The thing is ethical dilemmas. Basically, computers will be making the decisions with GPS help or some other kind of guidance system while your car is trucking on down the road. And you're just thinking, great, I can sit here and relax. I can check my Facebook. Everything's good. But what if your car is heading towards a group of people crossing the street at a red light, and the car has to make a decision whether it's going to bowl these people over or run into a bridge abutment to not hit them, and it's going to kill you and anybody inside the car. How is the car programmed? So there's been a lot of conversation about self-driving cars and their ethics and how they would be programmed, and on the internet, a lot of people have been talking about it. Here's Patrick Lynn, the director of Ethics and Emerging Sciences, and he talks about the scenario where the car could have to make a life and death decision.
Let's say at some point in the not so distant future, you're barreling down the highway in your self-driving car, and you find yourself boxed in on all sides by other cars. Suddenly, a large, heavy object falls off the truck in front of you. Your car can't stop in time to avoid the collision, so it needs to make a decision. Go straight and hit the object, swerve left into an SUV, or swerve right into a motorcycle. Should it prioritize your safety by hitting the motorcycle? Minimize danger to others by not swerving, even if it means hitting the large object and sacrificing your life? Or take the middle ground by hitting the SUV, which has a high passenger safety rating? So what should the self-driving car do? If we were driving that boxed-in car in manual mode, Whichever way we'd react would be understood as just that, a reaction, not a deliberate decision. It would be an instinctual, panicked move with no forethought or malice. But if a programmer were to instruct the car to make the same move, given conditions it may sense in the future, well, that looks more like premeditated homicide.
Freaky, huh?
It's weird.
What would you do in that situation? You know, what would you have done?
It's hard to imagine. I would guess that I would swerve, which would take me off the sidewalk. You know what I mean? It would take me out of the equation. I would swerve away from hitting the cars, wouldn't you?
Well, you can't.
But wouldn't you swerve? Wasn't one of the options to like swerve off to the sidewalk or something?
No. One of the options is you go straight and hit the object, which is big and will destroy your car. Or swerve left and hit the SUV, or swerve right and hit the motorcycle.
See, I thought the swerve off to the side was not with the heavy object in my way. It would probably, I don't think that I would want intentionally to hit the motorcycle, so I'd probably go to the SUV. I mean, you're talking about split-second decisions. I mean, it's almost impossible to think you'd have the decision, but probably either the heavy object for myself or the SUV.
Hitting the motorcycle only kills one person.
I know, the motorcycle, and that's the guy stupid enough to have a motorcycle. But I think in your mind, wouldn't you hit the heaviest looking object?
I would probably swerve left into the SUV.
I think we should just hit the motorcyclist. People stupid enough to be a motorcycle. Let's just make a new computer code for these self-driving cars.
Here's a technology journalist from Ireland, from computerforever.com, and says he's concerned about what would go wrong with self-driving cars.
Self-driving cars from Google and other companies are coming, and without doubt, they will be safer and more reliable than human drivers. They won't get tired, drunk, angry, or distracted, and will even share navigational data with other cars, enabling them to make better decisions on the road. My primary concerns about self-driving cars stem from what happens when things go wrong. If the software in the car is corrupted or hacked, if a hacker could commandeer control of the vehicle and kidnap someone in their own car, driving them to a particular location and holding them ransom. Hackers will no doubt cause traffic jams by wirelessly hacking several cars at once, creating chaos on the roads. Finally, by placing driving into the hands of artificial intelligence systems, we are taking something away from human beings, the skill of driving. If something does go wrong, future drivers won't even know how to drive the car if they need to. Are you even going to need a license to own a car? When you purchase a self-driving car, will there be a requirement for you to sit a driving test of some kind? Will Google allow these cars to hand over control easily to a human passenger in the cabin? When that happens, the driving skills, reactions, and reflexes of experienced drivers may be too rusty. The young generation of the future may have basically zero practical driving experience on the roads and will be totally helpless when suddenly thrust behind the wheel. They will be unable to suddenly grasp the fundamentals of driving a car in real-world conditions.
You've got a point. It's fascinating.
This is what's been bothering me a lot about this idea of the self-driving car. First of all, I feel like we're dumbing down everything. I mean, everything right. that we were taught to do, everything that makes us have moments to choose between being responsible and not, they're being taken away from us. And I don't know what that does to the human race. I mean, we are already an extremely lazy. We've become more lazy than our grandparents. We've become more, we expect more. The expectations are higher for people to take care of us. What does this do to our country? What does this do to American values and then just human values when you take these away for these decisions out of our hands?
You go back 200 years and it was pretty simplistic, the things that we had to deal with. You basically had to feed your family every day.
Yeah.
All right. That was it. So you farmed, you had a small store where you sold things, whatever it was. Now we have, I mean, think about what our kids are exposed to and the complex ideas and thoughts that they deal with that you never had to deal with 100 years ago.
Yeah, and you wonder why people have ADD because there's so many things to focus on.
I guess my point is, though, Are we more intelligent today than we were? But, you know, I mean, you look at guys like Abe Lincoln and just all of these Socrates, and they're geniuses back then.
Well, but that's what I think. I think in different ways, the intelligence was different, because the people that were super intelligent back then, I mean, believe me, they're more intelligent in growing things and in basic survival than we are now. I mean, I doubt most of the population could survive in the prairie with nothing around them and no McDonald's to eat from.
Farming techniques from Native Americans were brilliant.
Yeah. But yet, at the same time, if you wanted to be really book smart, you had to work hard. You actually had to go and read a book. You're not just sitting in front of a computer or listening to stuff on TV or, you know, getting videos from your phone. I mean, you actually had to look for the information. So I would guess the really smart, smart people that were book smart were probably smarter than those that are smart today. Smart.
I got you. Yeah, I always struggle with whether everything that we're exposed to today, does it in the long run make us smarter, or are we basically just drones?
I just think that decisions make our lives. They make our destiny. Yeah. They, you know, when you start having a formula for how an accident is going to go down, in keeping us safe, it scares me more than just knowing that there's a chance when you get behind the wheel that something bad could happen.
All right, well, let's listen to a little bit more of the ethical dilemmas that a self-driving car could face with another tech reporter, Lisette Padilla.
Let's say there are two cars on a bridge headed towards each other on a path of inevitable collision, and your car is just you, while the other car has a family of five. Your car is faced with a decision. Should it allow the crash, potentially killing everyone, or should it veer off the bridge, killing you, but ensuring the survival of everyone else? Some would argue that the algorithm should always protect the interest of the driver, while others would argue that the algorithm should protect the greater good. This ethical dilemma enters the murky territory of attaching value to human lives. If we had to make an algorithm today, would all lives be treated equally, assigned the same value? It's easy to say yes. But what if the crash were between a Nobel laureate and a convict, a school bus full of children, or the President of the United States?
Republican.
Or what if there were
Democrat.
The President of the U.S. or the President of Argentina? And there are a ton of other things to consider. What about collateral damage or financial harm? What about liability or vehicle strength? Would cars that can withstand greater damage allow bigger risk? What's interesting is not this particular rare situation where a collision is inevitable, but rather that driverless cars are creating a whole new infrastructure that necessitates analysis and revision of our ethics. By removing instinct from the equation, we are being asked to predetermine actions and assign numerical weight to our most personal values.
You know, it would be really interesting here is who would be in charge of deciding these ethical questions? Would it be a Democratic or Republican Congress? And how would that differ if Democrats controlled the House and they controlled the science and technology thing, and they were the ones making the laws as to how an ethical situation should be handled in a self-driving car, versus a Republican? How would they handle that? And will the government be the ones who decide whether you die or live in a self-driving car accident?
And do we want to take that power away from whatever we believe in, whether it's God or fate or our own instinct? I mean, are you really ready to relinquish that control? I mean, this is the price of technology. I mean, we just passed in Los Angeles, Governor Brown in California, we just signed into law the $15 an hour minimum wage. And companies are not going to see their profits go flying out the window by having to pay beginning workers $15 an hour. And so conceivably in 5 years, our food in McDonald's and Taco Bell, they're all going to be delivered by robots. So is that a technological advance that's worth it? Is it worth it to have more people sitting at home without a job because we've raised the price of human labor so much that it's now cheaper to have electronic labor? And again, these dilemmas are questions that you have to think about. I mean, nobody wants to stand in the way of making things better with technology, but does technology always make things better? I don't know that it does.
I would hope, and I don't think that this would be the outcome, but I would hope that we would be able to convert some of those people who are depending on flipping burgers into technical jobs where they actually better themselves. So hopefully the demand for you pay me $15 an hour so that I can pay a mortgage and raise my three kids and a dog turns into some situation where people can actually get better jobs. That's a little optimistic, but, you know.
It's optimistic, but I'll take it. I see what you're saying.
All right, so let's finish this off here. We have one more tech reporter here who made a video, Alec Bostwick, on the more about the ethics of self-driving cars.
You're headed to Starbucks and then work in your driverless car. Suddenly some yob on a motorcycle flies out of his lane, and a crash between you and the motorcyclist looks inevitable. The car's computer sees the oncoming collision and recognizes it will kill you. The car now looks to swerve, sees a family selling oranges on the street, calculates it will have to hit and murder them to save you from collision. Now, the car isn't thinking in this moment. It already knows what it's going to do. It will behave based on what it was programmed to do in the auto factory. The only question is, who's going to die? The driver or the family selling oranges? What should the program do? Commit suicide to spare others? Or save the driver's life at all costs? What if it's at the expense of even more lives lost? And I don't know the answer at all. It's kind of just a heavy philosophical question. But let's be real. It's not dramatic. It's just pragmatic. Computers don't think on their own. They're merely programmed to calculate inputs and then respond with a behavior based on that output. And it'll be programmed to make one of those decisions. Driverless cars are very near and real in this world. And statistically, they will save more lives than drivers do. But the question is,
will it save you?
I'm fascinated by this topic.
So what would you do? You're a car guy. What would you want? I mean, you can't have a car. If you're going to buy an electric car or a self-driving car, you can't have a car that says, well, we'll save your life some of the time. I mean, you're going to want to buy a car that's going to save your life all of the time, right?
You know, it's funny because before I kind of heard about this story of the ethics of self-driving cars this week, I had never really thought about it. I just thought, you know what? A self-driving car is going to be able to brake quicker than most humans because it's paying attention. It may be able to handle snow situations, blah, 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 all these other things. If you're drunk, if you're old, I have a 75-year-old mother who gets behind the wheel every day. So far, she's good. But what happens when she's 80? Will she still be safe on the roads? So I thought about it in that. And I never really thought about it in an ethical decision kind of way, and I'm fascinated by it. I'm really going to have to put a little time into this. Me, I'm a hands-on guy. I'm going to get behind the wheel, and I'm going to make my decisions right or wrong. My kids, who are not 16 yet, we'll see what technology is.
And then you
is.
Think about the hacking. So these are all questions that we ask, morally, but what about the people that want to bring terror to us? I mean, it's a perfect target.
It's really wild. So I'm sure we'll be talking about this a lot over the next couple of years. But right now, it's a question that will have to go unanswered. Think about it. Let us know. Check us out on Facebook and let us know what you think at facebook.com/Doug Steffen. It's 48 past the hour on Good Day.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean, no added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Should I go to the reunion?
Yes, get out of town.
Thank you.
Go see some old friends. Have some punch. Visit with what's-her-name?
Debbie.
Don't kill anybody for a few days. See what it feels like.
I'll give it a shot.
No, don't give it a shot. Don't shoot anything.
Where have you been for 10 years?
I freaked out, joined the Army, went into business for myself, professional killer.
Oh, do you have to do postgraduate work for that, or can you jump right in? I'm curious about that.
No, it's an open market.
Open market, yeah. That's good. Wow.
That's John Cusack from Gross Point Blank, the number one movie this week in 1997. Chucker, that was kind of a breakout movie for him with comedy, dramedy, action.
That was an interesting film because it was pretty dark around the edges. But, you know, it's interesting. Think about it. That was 97. Now we're in 2016. There's no way that, not that that was not a good movie, but taste has changed so much that would not be the number one movie at the box office.
Well, hey, listen, most John Cusack movies from the 80s, when you think about John Hughes and all the other things that he's done, would not be made.
Yeah.
How many movies from the 80s would be able to be made today?
The taste has changed dramatically, let's put it that way.
All right, one last cut here.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, kid. We could be working together again, for God's sake. You know, making big money, killing important people.
See, I don't know what it is about Cusack, but he is my favorite actor. The guy is just, he's fun. He doesn't take himself too seriously on screen, that is. I think off screen he does. But he can do anything and everything.
And I like the fact that a few years ago, because I love the disaster genre, that he did 2012. It was fun actually seeing him in the lead in a big-budget disaster movie.
Yeah.
I thought he was actually quite good in it.
Yeah. All right, so what's going on in movie news today?
Just read Ryan Reynolds closed a deal to star in Deadpool 2, renegotiated his contract. I have a feeling he's going to make some big bucks. I wouldn't be surprised if, with percentage, he'll make $20 million off the the sequel. He got a small salary in the profit participation in the first one.
Oh wow! So he made out there.
He probably made about $10 million for Deadpool, but a lot of people had no idea how that film would perform. They shot it on a budget of like close to $50 million, and it's wound up doing like $700 million worldwide. It's one of the year's biggest hits. Unlike Batman vs. Superman, I'm in the minority because I like Batman vs. Superman, and I really didn't enjoy Deadpool, and I'm in the vast minority because most people seem to love that movie.
We were watching the Final Four last weekend, and one of my buddies there was just like, you've got to see it. It's great. It's hysterical. It's not kid-friendly, but it is great. And I'm like,
People really like it. Other news, Star Wars The Force Awakens came out on Blu-ray this week. I got a feeling that's going to sell a few units. Speaking of Blu-ray news, after many years, Jaws 2 finally coming to Blu-ray on June 14th. The reason I mention that is because I always felt that Jaws 2, one of the most underrated sequels of all time. I'm a big fan. Not as good as Jaws, obviously.
Yeah, I don't even remember Jaws 2.
Well, Roy Scheider came back, and he really was good in it. A lot of teenage cast in the movie, but some really exciting shark sequences in that film. I know a lot of people like it. The critics somewhat mixed, but over time, I think you couldn't make a better sequel than Jaws and Jaws 2, which came out 2 years after the original in 1978. Other news, one bit of TV news. Last week, they cast Damon Wayans was cast as in Lethal, the Fox TV pilot of Lethal Weapon. He's going to play the Murtaugh role played by Danny Glover. Oh. So remind me not to watch that. No, I'm just kidding. To me, Mel Gibson, Danny Glover, are Martin Riggs, and it's only one Lethal Weapon.
Who's going to play
that? I have no interest in seeing a reboot in any version.
Who's going to play the Mel Gibson part?
They haven't cast that yet. But originally, I thought they were going to do a big screen reboot of Lethal Weapon, but I guess they've decided to do it on TV. Huh. What happens?
Hey, I just finished watching the 6-episode run of 11/22/63, the Stephen King book. Where
you liked it, right?
You know what? It was pretty good.
What network did that play on?
It was on Hulu, which is why I bring it up, because I had to subscribe to Hulu to be able to watch it for the 6 weeks, and now I'm going to cancel my Hulu because I have Netflix. I don't need both. But I mean, there's so much content out there, and I have a hard time getting deep into some of these shows, but it just shows you, I mean, there's plenty of good ideas out there. Doesn't seem like they're making it to the big screen, but more the small screen now.
Well, actually, Netflix has now become a major player in movies. They're financing a $90 million theatrical film starring Will Smith, and they just financed a $12 million project with, I know Chevy Chase is one of the characters in the movie. I think it's about the two writers who did creators of National Lampoon who did the Vacation movies. So they're becoming a major player.
All the more reason I can tell my wife we need a bigger TV at home.
Exactly.
Thank you, honey. It's 58 past the hour. Doug Steffen, good day. Thanks, Doug.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history. The attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.